This is Bodie McCoy with the second heart dance, and this is the first class, the introduction to the second heart dance. This class is about the experience that we have on the level of the navel, and the part of the prayer that it comes from is that part of the prayer that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is like digestion. We assimilate that which we can use, and that's what we can benefit from in our lives, and we just let the rest go. And there seems to be a lot that we're just not able to assimilate, and if we hold on to it, if we pass judgment on it, we just block our creative flow. We block our ability to learn. The yoga that this is associated with is the called Jhana Yoga, and it's the yoga of discernment. And so, forgiveness is about judging others, letting go of our judgments that we hold against others. And discernment is about having good judgment. And essentially, whether it's good judgment or judgment that we, harsh judgment that we hold against another, judgment is judgment. It's the same energy. And if you're a person that's holding a grudge, a judgment against yourself or someone else, and the truth is that the harshest judgments that we hold in life are those that we hold against ourselves. And if you're holding that kind of a judgment, it's going to interfere with your ability to have good judgment, because you're going to be having a negative experience with the energy of judgment, which is the energy of discernment. And discernment and discerning is the first step of this dance. We call this dance the dance of knowing, second heart dance. And so, let's say someone hurts you, someone you feel betrayed you, okay, and you know that they're wrong. Well, what do you do with that knowing? Do you learn from the experience? Do you accept responsibility as a creator that you drew that to you for the purpose of learning a lesson? Or do you just hold on to that and say, I know they're wrong, and that's wrong, and I will never like that person again, and I'm never going to have anything to do with anyone who's like that ever again? Well, if you do that, then knowing becomes your cage. So the whole purpose of this dance, this second dance, the dance of knowing, is to liberate us from the place where we get stuck in our knowing. And the steps of this dance are discerning and trusting and knowing and accepting. And it works like this. Just like in the first dance, the first two discerning and trusting, they form like a cross member of a cross. And knowing is the part of the cross that goes down into the ground. That's the part that holds us down to earth. When you say, I am wanting, which is the third word in the first dance, it's grounding. I want this. Grounding is wanting, is grounded. Knowing is also grounded, but it can hold us down. And accepting is how we rise up. So we discern, then we trust in the discernment, and then we know, because we gain experience from the discernment and the trust. He gives us a gives us permission to act. Let's use an example here. Let's say you tell me something, you give me some information. And first, I discern. Okay, and my discernment says, that sounds true. Okay, then I trust that information that you've given me. I trust that information and I act on it. Then one of two things happens. Either I get the result that I wanted or I don't. If I get the result that I wanted, then I trust that what you told me was true and accurate. If I don't get the result that I wanted, then I either trust that you gave me inaccurate information, which means I won't trust you again, probably, or I trust that I somehow misunderstood or used the information that you gave me inappropriately, something. Okay, so maybe I discern and trust again and try another result. Whatever I experience, it gives me some knowing. The trick is not to become stuck in the knowing, but to rise from that level of knowing to a new level through accepting. Okay, I tried that, and now let's say that it worked or didn't work, it doesn't matter. Whatever happened there, I accept that there's another step. You can get just as stuck in something that worked for you as something that didn't work for you. Lots of people have good experiences in their life, things that they know work, but then they just keep doing them over and over and over and over again because they know that it works. Ultimately, that ends up being very boring. I've heard people say, and I think I would agree, that hell is repeating the same experiences over and over again because you stop learning. So knowing can either be the platform that we rise up to a new level of experience through accepting, or it can confine us. So in a best case scenario, what happens is I walk into an experience, I discern, I trust, I know, and I accept. And as I accept, that opens me to a new level of discernment, a new level of trust, a new level of knowing, a new level of accepting, a new level of discerning, and so on. This dance follows the first dance, and in the way that it does, there's a very good understanding of how discernment, which starts this whole process, works and where it comes from. And the first dance ends with letting go. Whenever we really let go of where we are, what we're doing, where we live, think of all the experiences of letting go in your life. You let go when you graduate to a new grade in school. You let go when you end the relationship. You let go when, whenever you end something, it's like, okay, that's enough of that. And now it's time for a new experience, a new relationship, a new environment. And so when you move into that new experience, let's say you meet somebody for the first time, that experience that you have of paying attention to them, listening for to discern their character. Is this a good person? Is this someone you like? Is this someone you don't like? Would you like this person to be a friend or not a friend? So on and so forth. All that's discernment. And then based on whether you trust that discernment, whether it be positive discernment or negative discernment, you act And based on your experience then of that person, you know that person better. But ultimately, once you know, once you accept, once you know that person, there are going to be parts of that person that you have to accept that are less than perfect. None of us are perfect. This is very true in a marriage. This level here really defines how a relationship either evolves or doesn't evolve. Here I discern this person, and I discern that I like her. I think I do. And the more I discern, the more I like. And then I start trusting. I start giving myself, my energy, my time, my caring, my heart to that person. But as we go on in the years that we're together, I also discern some things that are not as the way I would like them to be. And so I know this person. The better I know this person, the better I know their good traits, and the better I know their not so good traits. If I'm not willing to accept both, then our relationship ends in me, for me. And I'm stuck. And our relationship goes round and round. Same thing is true with a job. Same thing is true with any relationship, any experience. Accepting is required to continue the learning process, to raise to a new level of discernment, a new level of trust, a new level of knowing. If you don't do that, if you're not willing to accept, and that means forgive, if you're not willing to do that, if you're not able to do that, we are all able to do that, then you're going to be stuck. And here is a very simple understanding of why Jesus says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." The judgment, the punishment that you put upon yourself for judging, saying, "That's it, they're bad, I don't like them," not accepting, is being stuck. As we discern and trust and know and accept more and more freely, we rise to higher and higher levels of learning, of knowing, and our lives become richer and fuller. And that is the purpose of forgiveness. And that is the second dance, the dance of knowing. I am discerning, I am trusting, I am knowing, I am accepting. And just as we did in the first dance, you can think of a flame. Imagine a flame and see how it discerns. It is sensitive. See how it trusts. It is simply present. The flame knows who it is. It is emanates knowing. And the flame is accepting. So as you work with this dance, discerning, knowing, discerning, trusting, knowing, and accepting, visualize the flame. And it will help you come into a pure experience with this dance. And it will help you to train your subconscious, your heart. Jesus says, as you think, in your heart you shall become. And that's what we're doing here. We are thinking in a way that trains our hearts to become freer, closer to God, closer to the light, closer to our true nature. As he said, you're the light of the world. Don't hide your light under a bush. Knowing can be that bush that hides our light. Accepting will liberate your light. Discerning, trusting, knowing, and accepting on higher and higher levels of experience will liberate your light to shine more and more brightly. And that is the purpose of each harsh dance. Practice this dance, take it to heart. It will make your life better. And this is the conclusion of the introduction to the second heart dance, the dance of knowing.